Yeah. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Chris Bono's in the house, everybody. Look at you. You know what? I think you've either toured or fucked everybody that I have toured or fucked with.
Is that right?
Yes. Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang. I assume you fucked them. They're very attractive
Who
men.
Wouldn't?
Right. I know you're straight and I'm gay, but I'm pretty sure if we have both toured with Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang, you want to fuck them, right?
In one way or another, situationally.
Reach around, backstage, something.
Great guys, both of them, and love them each for different reasons.
You know what? Because I love you already. You need to do this with your hair. You got a hair thing. Oh no! Now you're good. Now you're perfect.
Okay.
Now you're perfect, precious.
I left the color in the car. I can't tint it for radio.
First of all, Bourbon Man Vanessa,
I like this.
Smooth. Right?
Bourbon and whiskey man.
We're sick of these fucking pussies that quit drinking. Huh? No one likes a quitter.
Nope.
Get out.
Not in this, Trumpocalypse we're in.
No. I'm taking everything. You got any medication?
Right? I've appointed my transition team, Jim Beam, Captain Morgan.
Holy Jiminy Christmas.
Holy fucking shit, Chris.
God damn it.
Can you believe this?
That's a little better.
Is this some bullshit? See, now it's better.
What happened then? I swear, it's very strange. It's like I went to a hotel happy hour.
Right.
Filled a little plate.
Right.
And then entered the podcast.
Yes, there you are. There you are.
Environment.
Well, don't you think
here.
Drinking is going to skyrocket in a mango Mussolini
Everyone,
administration?
Everyone, Maker's Mark. I recommend it.
Can you please talk some shit about Trump with me? Can you please get me through this?
I will help.
Because I'm told that you're very good in bed if you don't mind all the crying.
This is making me, this is like the happiest day I've ever had at this point. Thank you. I didn't realize
that
word had gotten out.
Yes. That's in a stand-up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A lot of weeping when you have sex.
I cry.
Yeah.
Because, sex opens you up.
It does.
To
like a little flower.
Being a fully experienced being all the way through to every sense.
Right.
And then.
Right.
It's too beautiful.
I understand, Chris.
And what's going to happen? Is it going to be over? That was good, but.
This is going to be a long happy hour after party, Vanessa.
It is.
I seek therapy Jesus at every place
Christ.
That I go.
Okay. Let me get more Kleenex.
I think the country needs it right now.
Yeah.
The country needs therapy. Is this fun? Is this level pretty good?
Yeah, this is good.
I've heard that when I get on the cell phone, I'm telling the neighbors my business. So just want to make sure the volume is. All right. Hi, Vanessa over there.
Hi.
Ain't this some fucking bullshit?
It's trippy. It's very trippy. It was a very strange dream to wake up out of and then find out it's not over.
Right.
And then it wasn't one of those good dreams.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, somebody was like, okay, I'm going to give him a chance. And he nominated a white supremacist. Okay,
what?
And scene.
And
fuck you. Fuck you, Cheeto Dick.
Here's a note.
Even the give him a chance. I was not one of the give him a chance people. I'm not. I am like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, Cheeto Dick. That's where I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see the sculpture that they had of nude Trump over at Wacko?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
That
was a weight loss aid.
Oh, my God. That image alone, I think everyone sees when he's in a suit.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
You feel it, like, ugh. Oh, no.
Like, what, that's the face Melania makes?
That's the face. If we have a camera, oh, no.
Yeah. And supermodels make very few facial expressions, but I bet she does. I bet she's just
They do a wonderful job of reading other people's scripts.
Yes, exactly. Chris Bono, let's hear about you. There's so much. You're a renaissance man.
I gave you
Look
a
at
list.
You. You're an artist, a musician. He brought art. He brought a guitar. He brought a. Just stop showing off now.
I'm learning. I've just started online class.
No, you did not just start.
No.
He's a comedian, actor, artist, originally from Houston, Texas.
Yeah, born
Boy,
and
howdy.
Raised. It's funny because I do get you don't have really much of an accent. And then I grew up in a metropolis. It's a big city, four freeways in a square, but with loops around
Rednecks, shit kickers, what kind of people?
And bumped into the kickers. Definitely in high school, tried it out, got the pickup truck.
Right.
And went to Gillies during the urban
cowboy
time.
I went to Gillies when I was driving back across the country to go back to college out here in California from Buffalo, where I'm from.
Well, from Buffalo.
I'm from Buffalo.
Huh?
Very
Girlfriend
glamorous.
In college from Buffalo.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Another one that was a lot of crying. So go ahead. But ooh.
No, but we stopped at Gillies,
And Gillies, you have to.
Yeah. Because that is sort of, it's like a feminist wonderland in there.
The original. Because
I remember the guy that puts you on the bowl
He's like, darling, I slide your pussy right up on here over by the saddle here. And it's like, and then you fall off. We're going to take your panties and tack them up to the wall. And I'm
like, man.
Oh, my God. You're like,
we're all going to
practically Gloria Steinem.
We're all going to dance in the line, which is going to help us for the Trump presidency. I definitely went through learning line dancing, all that stuff. Yeah. The hat.
What's the point of that? What the fuck is line dancing?
It's a narrow-waisted young man and...
Yeah.
Driving the pickup truck because you can go over a curb with it. It's like high school.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see if I can get that.
And that's possible. That's good if you're plastered or?
I don't know. It's just like, it's a, probably.
It eliminates the need for parallel parking. You're just like, fuck it, on the curb off.
I think it was an alpha male thing.
Well,
coming into the aggression, driving, get me out of the school, that kind of thing. Pardon my volume. And,
that's all right.
But yeah, grew up there and. Had enough. Thankfully, went to Austin
right, for
college, and then started
keep
to
Austin
build
weird.
A career.
Keep it weird.
It has been weird since I've known of it.
Yeah,
I had,
but it's fantastic weird.
I had a cousin
who played
drive
sexy
me
liberal
up there.
It's fantastic.
When I was probably 14, my cousin drove me to up there one time, and she and her friends were trading kombucha mushrooms. Those were the days before they were actually in bottles.
Pardon me, I don't know what that is. What's a kombucha mushroom?
Oh, you don't know kombucha?
No.
Oh.
Is that some sort of hallucinogenic? I'm unaware.
Kombucha is, I want to say, if without the use of Google, I can't tell you exactly what it is. It's made from a mushroom. The mushrooms,
okay,
that you put them in liquid of some sort. I don't know, okay, if it's vinegar or if it's in water.
Okay.
They grow little mushrooms. And then in those days, people would pass them on, like these kind of wheatgrass people. Hey, man. Before it became part of that. I went to school, University of...
But wait, but it's a drug you're talking about.
What
it's
it
not
is,
an actual
it's,
mushroom.
It's a health... It's something that's
okay.
used for your health.
Okay.
I may have antibiotics in it.
Mm-hmm.
It may just be spurious.
Oh, look. Vanessa is Googling as we speak.
Would
that's
you
what
please,
the kids do. The kids do the Google.
I'm not so good with the words.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I went to University of Texas, and there was only one Whole Foods.
Oh.
On Lamar Boulevard, one place that
right.
you'd go to for Whole Foods. And it was like, this is the most amazing store. And
right.
bumped into Gary Oldman when he was shooting down there.
Wow.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan just, you know, buying something with his still wearing the cool leather hat.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
now it. You were once voted the funniest person in Austin.
Just once. 2 days later, forget.
Is that a competitive thing?
Yeah.
Is
that... It's a little thing they
okay.
put together where the comedians, compete for, God, was it four weekends,
right.
you'd go through eliminations and stuff, and then I managed to
right.
fool
and
my way into
out.
The first
yeah.
position,
yeah.
and then from that point on, the introductions to my gigs after
right.
that were terrible,
right?
You know?
Then you're like, oh, now they're all like, oh, really, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Really, the funniest person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So wait, what kind of family? What kind of, how many brothers, sisters, religion? Parents
what do, you mean?
Do. I need to know
oh,
everything.
My parents?
I mean, it's not like I haven't run the fucking FBI background check. I have on you, or I wouldn't let you in my house. But my point is, Chris.
Yes. Who are you?
What's your story?
What is your story?
What story?
I grew up in a middle class, lower middle class family with my father working as a industrial motor repair, and I should say an industrial motor repair because of the I.
An industrial motor what?
Exactly. Through high school, elementary school. What's your dad do? Industrial motor repair.
Industrial motor repair.
Great. Then an explanation.
She made a face too.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what was that?
I don't know what that is.
It's an oil town.
She did a little Scooby Doo.
It's an oil town, and my dad
oh.
had to describe it to me. So the motors that would make the machines that carry the vats of metal across.
This is hot.
Yeah.
This is really
across
sexy.
A
it's
beam.
Fucking hot.
Would the motors would break down, and my father and his team would go fix them.
Oh. That is. I'm sorry, I dozed off. I'm sorry. No.
Exactly.
No, I grew up in Lockport, New York, home of Harrison Radiator.
That could have.
That
oh.
was all the jobs there. Harrison Radiator. We made some fucking radiators, man.
Wow. Yeah. And
yeah.
Not
also, the home of the world famous locks, which are things that I don't do some fucking shit
locks.
over the Erie Canal.
Or a canal, yeah.
Right.
I thought you meant
mm-hmm.
the canal.
So there. So there. I
so
take
there.
That. I take your fucking motor something repair.
You trumped
and
me.
And I raise you.
How dare you?
How many so siblings?
I have a sister,
uh-huh.
3 years younger than me. She's a school teacher in Texas, in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and has been working 20 years as a teacher for second grade, I think. Just
wow.
adorable kids.
Right.
She's very creative, too. Her room, one time I visited, I got to see her schoolroom, and it was filled with her artwork, and I could see her design and everything that she did in the room, like she used to do at the house. And my mom was a housewife, and but they hung out with the coolest people that were very good fellas-y, because I'm Italian.
Oh,
I'm
a little mobby. You're a little mobbed up.
Italian,
mobbed up. Your family was a little mobbed up.
It didn't smell the mob around,
but the style was
construction there.
Business, a lot of sanitation. Right.
You know, my dad didn't go out on many cement trips, if you know what I'm saying. There was seldom any trips to the stockyards.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, because as far as I know.
So wait, Italian mom was?
My mom was full-blooded Sicilian. My dad was half Sicilian and half Czechoslovakian.
Oh, my God. Wow. This is the first happy hour after party. I ended up in my crawl space. If I just do anything, it's a little off-ness, a little fucking off.
Now I know.
Just Sicilian. Wow, you got a lot of Sicilian blood.
Just pulled in, did you? Mm. To a little spot in your mind.
My vagina just snapped shut.
Okay.
And my sphincter.
I'll say vagina after a few more drinks.
All right.
This, but not
I
now.
I know, you're kind of clean. What the fuck's going on? Look at me.
Catholicism.
I'm a potty mouth. Oh, you were raised Catholic too. Me too. 12 years hard time. I went the opposite way. I'm the biggest filthy whore in the world.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, like you said, my reputation has preceded me. So there it is.
Right. That's it.
Only one
sister.
One sister. Big family though. I mean, we had like the good TV on our neighborhood neighborhood on our street, and there were five or six other relatives that had homes.
What kind of good TV? Like what? The color?
Like
or?
A color one.
No rabbit ears?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. We've had that, of course, first. But we ended up having the good TV. So when I was little, like five.
So you're really popular.
Oh, God. Family everywhere. Some speaking Italian.
Right.
Because they didn't want the kids to know what they were talking about. And then me chasing around cousins and stuff.
So wait, your parents came right from Italy. They still
spoke
Italian?
No, they were third generation.
Okay.
Second generation.
Okay.
Yeah, second generation. Their parents were children of immigrants. And then it was them, then me. So
they just had to speak Italian because they were going to fucking whack someone, so you couldn't understand.
Hey,
you
know,
with their nose.
With that.
Oh, I don't know what happened to that guy. What happened to
the old uncle that taps right there on the bridge?
What happened to that guy that was slowing up the fucking engine repair line?
Fredo.
Hey, you know, something happened.
Yeah, I don't know if we had a Fredo in our family.
Hey, you know, I want to be part of the family. Come on, Michael. Let me be part of the family.
No, Fredo. We're going to go on a boat trip.
Wow. You seem so sweet and unassuming, and then suddenly...
Fuck
the Sicilian
Who are
one.
You people? How did I get here? What kind of dream is this? Oh, food! Da-da-da!
Da-da-da! La-da-da! You tweeted, the children raised on the earliest exposure to reality television have grown up and have spoken.
God bless you.
Motherfuck, right? Like, this is part of what this is.
And why?
He was like 100% name recognition that the media gave him $2 billion of free.
Why?
And they were like, oh, and he was the meanest guy, so he wins the reality show.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like it was that generation's normal.
Right.
I mean, there's a generation that woke up to a keyboard in their hands with the screen in front of them.
Right.
The closest I had, we had a little learning machine with a strip of paper in it that you turn, and there were animals and, you know, alphabet and, you know, sentence structure and stuff. But that was it. Nowadays, it's all tech. They've got the phones immediately.
Right.
And reality television. I remember when reality television came out and someone used the
word
star.
But isn't that part of it? It's like the fucking, like, it's reality television mean. The meanest person always wins. Huh. I mean, he used Twitter, but he used Twitter to insult people. Yeah. And you go like, okay,
lowest
so now he's
denominator.
President?
LCD. It's been the lowest common denominator forever. It's weird to use the word common sense nowadays to someone 20 years younger than me, because their common sense is different than our common sense,
right,
to my common sense, at least, which is, on some level, be polite, be nice, like phrase things a certain way.
Don't be a bigot. Don't be a bully.
That guy on TV is not a trained actor person. His ego is being stroked, and he's pitted against other people whose egos are being stroked, and then let's film them fight as well. And it's you call them stars? Well, what else are we going to call them?
Did you see he tweeted that I know the finalists for my cabinet. It's like
finalists.
It's a fucking pageant or a reality show.
Yeah, I. You know what? Is
the fat, naked, gay guy from Survivor going to be something?
Richard
Is he going to be something?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know, he's thin now and runs a gym. I don't know.
Oh, really?
That's fine, too.
Oh.
Then that's
no,
fine
I did
too.
See that he lost. Like, that was
and he
People magazine years ago. It was like, he's lost weight. Oh, well, that's nice.
He'll be our new physical fitness czar.
I hope so.
Omarosa.
Although Michelle Obama was fantastic at that. I just loved her bringing
But now he's going to put all like probably fast food back in the schools because fuck Michelle Obama. That's the whole new.
Have you seen the Michael Moore movie?
I have not, Trumpland.
Who to attack next?
Oh, no.
Or where should we? Is it attack next? Or
right.
It's brilliant. And he just goes to different countries, finds the things that would really help America or be cool if we could figure out how to do it and get the consensus. And one of them was in France, and all the children are served an extraordinary meal that's very healthy with vegetable and the meat and this and that.
Right.
And they develop a palate. They actually develop a palate. They learn where the food came from, et cetera, and where our kids are thrown junk. And it's not new.
Right.
I mean, I had the orange cardboard containers that was something that looks like you put it in your car.
Somehow we grew up okay, even though, my mom, our lunches would be like, I don't even know, all the ho-hos and whatever for dessert, the snowballs. There was pink, I think was a food group, right? The snowballs.
Pink. And pink. Oh, my God.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, my grandparents.
Yeah, and those, blueberry pies.
Lord. Yeah.
Like a peanut butter sandwich and a blueberry pie for lunch. Really, Mom? Did you want me to sink into a diabetic coma?
Right. Oh, well, when did you find yourself? Well, God, you've been politicized for a long time. We're politically aware.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at the Dad and Goldwater sign? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wasn't political, really,
until, I don't know. I mean, I just wasn't.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Carol Burnett, and then all my dreams died.
Oh.
What?
Well, you're your own genius in your way, which is fantastic.
You're in my basement. Thank you.
And, an icon for women all over the country.
Oh, Chris, please. No, but I mean, I think that I remember that Pat Buchanan speech was one of my turning points. I was like, wow, why did my dad's party get so mean and exclusionary? And I didn't even know I was gay then. But I was like, oh, this is wow.
Yikes. You knew
it's really
was,
mean. Yeah. So this didn't just start with Trump. This party got mean a long time ago.
Vitriol actually has a substance to it that you feel, for me, when it's sent out of someone's mouth.
Right.
And that's the thing that actually was the most confusing about this race is everything that I saw nearly when Donald Trump spoke or was in his, doing his thing was a no. I mean, as a person, would I hang out with that person, et cetera? Does he understand what the government is?
No.
Is he being diplomatic and considerate while still being strong? No. So what are the good ideas he has? Generalizations, words that sentences that come out as that could easily become propaganda. It was always a feeling, and I still had that when I woke up the next day.
Yes, yes. You do an impression that fairly. I didn't was a lot of call for it. Clarence the Angel in "It's a Wonderful Life." But what if Donald Trump had never been born?
Look what's done to the city. Look at it, Donald. Look at it. Without you, it's better.
America's going to be fucking Potterville now.
Exactly. Right? If you get out, look over here. That place that used to be a house of ill repute is now a dairy farm.
Don't you feel like, we should do, since you, that's really a specialty, Clarence the Angel, It's a Wonderful Life.
I had no idea
that was in
there.
But we should do an It's a Wonderful Life if Donald Trump had never been born. Because
who did you call about these references?
I
want a copy of that to frame on my wall.
But it's true. You kind of go that's the opposite of the thing. If you weren't born, everything would be a lot fucking better. Everything would be so much fucking better if you.
Now, on the other hand, generally, I think that on some level, everything is for a reason. And there are those who say that, we might need a wake-up call of some sort.
That's going to be a wake-up call. You know who else said that? People in 1930s Germany. That's who said that.
Ding, ding again, if you'd like.
Who said that. You know what? We need someone to shake some shit up.
And it's funny because
someone's good at rallies.
The media has embraced a bunch of those ideas. Already in the shows that have been put on television, The Man in the High Castle, Philip K. Dick's movie about if Germany had won, and then what America would look like under German and Chinese rule, I think.
Right.
And It's odd. I wondered, you know, that like The Secret. Here's one of my new theories. I haven't tried it out as a bit yet. But The Secret is about focusing on what you want so much, right? And then
right.
visualizing as best you possibly can. So do you say, do you blame the people, Terry Gilliam and a number of them who have right. made wonderful dystopic films?
Right.
Like, because I think sometimes people in power may see them differently than me. Children of Men might have been seen by Donald where he went, oh, people in cages is fantastic.
That's a fantastic idea.
Send out all of them. They got a Jew in there, and they yeah. got the look. The others look kind of Hispanic-y. Oh, God, have mercy.
Yeah, yeah. It's everything horrible.
But
it's Big Brother meets Planet of the Apes.
But just, you know, Stephanie, we've got to give him a chance, really, because he's there.
Fuck you!
Yay!
Fuck you!
Yeah, Maker's Mark!
Fuck you, Orange Hitler. you also do a Bob Hope impression. Is there a lot of calls
I did.
For that?
I did a whole show as Bob Hope as a young one, if you understand what I'm saying. And I watched a couple of his shows to get a little sense of what he did in between, because I'd seen the Second City television version, and he does a little of that and all that stuff. So anyway, that was a challenge. Whole hour and a half of trying to do Bob Hope reacting in
a
negative way.
I'm here to tell you.
I'm here to tell without saying that somehow.
So wait, you are also an actor. You are a Renaissance man. You've done everything. Mad About You, The Drew Carey Show, blah blah blah.
I've been on 3-camera shoots, and I have been on some single
Sean,
camera shoots. As
look
well.
Alive over there. He's been on. You know,
what's really cool for me was being on Just Shoot Me, and having, you know, I had a good little diatribe before David Spade slammed the door in my face. It's the character I was playing. Wanted to meet his girlfriend, and he went, close. But I had this little paragraph to learn and do, and I love standing there waiting for the cue, and when I did it, it was awesome, and then I was still making notes, and like, I'm making it better. It was, I love it. I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
So.
What was your favorite show to work on?
Let's see. Well, actually, Just Shoot Me was a very friendly place.
With Wendy Malick.
Wendy Malick.
I love her. I love her. I know her. I've interviewed her.
David Spade and George Segal. And I had just 2 years before been a PA in a feature film with Dolph Lundgren. And
oh, stop name yeah, dropping in, a PA with Dolph Lundgren.
Okay, then I'll do it with
too much.
I'll do it with the sights to see in California. We were in Joshua Tree.
Oh, my God, stop it.
And
it's too much, Dolph yeah. Lundgren, Joshua Tree.
And we were in the mountains walking around. One of many, other than watering down oil tankers like the size of a small building so they could blow them up, watering them with fire hoses that they gave, real fire hoses. They were real. And then we, at one point, my job was to carry an umbrella and hold it over George Segal's head. While we walked from one shoot to the next. So when I was on Just Shoot Me.
Oh, my God, that's like P. Diddy has his mm-hmm. own umbrella carrier.
Is that right?
I haven't met anyone do that. I don't have the budget for it.
He was very humble about it. Like, oh, you know, like he was like an odd moment. But he was very kind. And when I got on Just Shoot Me and I got to meet him, he walked up because right. everyone there was very cool about saying hello and introducing themselves, and I walked up to him and told him that same thing, and he burst out in a George Segal laugh, with his hand extended, and that was another one of the best moments of my life. And I got to work with Tom Poston.
I've never seen
well.
Anyone do a George Segal laugh quite that well.
Oh, thank yes. you.
You're welcome.
I just trusted my ear. I have no idea.
So go ahead.
So it's been fun.
And, so now, wait a minute. So, wait, married, not ever married? What's your deal? What's your deal, Chris?
I was thinking about that. I guess I'm kind of a serial monogamist, and I'm not a ghoster. You know, I don't do much of the ghosting. Like, if someone hears this, there's probably
yeah.
a few girls that will say, "You never called back.
You ghosted me. You fucker.
Ghosted me. You asshole." Asshole. Who is that? Like Ruth Gordon or something?
Did you date a lot of women that sound like Ruth Gordon?
No, but that was like the impression.
Roll me in the clover.
Yeah,
roll me in the clover.
Date 73-year-old women. Oh.
All right, listen, we don't judge. We don't judge here. Do we, Vanessa?
We do not.
We don't judge.
I thought I was going to get close in high school. Like, my parents married young, and that was my goal.
No, my parents, like, married 40 years till my dad died. I thought that was going to happen to me.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen to me.
Fucking
and then
shit happened. And
college and a girl from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, my God. I'm triggering him.
It changed everything.
I'm triggering him, Vanessa, and he has fucking Sicilian blood.
Oh,
listen
my
to
God.
Me.
Wow. Just don't get on my bad side.
You better call ex-employers and see what's happening, because this might not go well tonight.
No, but it's weird to be, you know.
Oh, my God, it literally is like Buffalo. Slowly I turn. Oh, you're from Buffalo? I'm Sicilian. I think later at the after party, something's going to happen.
He's
just going to get like a thing in his eye, and I'm going to be like,
have you met many Sicilians?
No, I'm not.
You're throwing out a lot of racist statements regarding preconceived ideas about, I'm educated to some degree and have no interest in joining the family for some weekend slaughter, all cut in for five different segments while an orchestrated musical thing plays on now. You're seeing what happens with makers.
I feel like someone is going to be asking Vanessa next week, who's your friend in the wood chipper?
Well, those guys weren't even Italian. They were just idiots. Weren't they, Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
so, right.
Cheers. What's your makeup with the Millers? It's
Catholic, Republican, Catholic family.
My fucking bloodline, a combination of British and British and Irish.
My mom was Polish. My dad was Irish and German.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you got quite a mix. Especially
yes, I do.
The German.
A little mongrel. What's your point?
German's thrown in there. Now, was that mongrels? We're all dogs to some degree. We're all mutts. I don't know about the dog part, but we're mutts.
Right.
We're blends. And I want to do that DNA thing that's online.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, I also have, being a fan of dystopic films and stories, I have this little fearful theory voice that pops up. It's like, yeah, then they know your DNA. You've already got your fingerprint on your iPhone. How much more information are they gathering?
How much more do they need?
Yeah.
Now they can connect you to crime that you did not commit.
They think I'm Sicilian.
The Sicilian!
I wasn't even there. Well, your DNA was. I don't know how we got that.
I know I'm part black, Chinese, and wooden nutcracker doll.
Are you really? That's interesting, Chris.
Know. Just what random thing can I add to that list? That's so high. Yes.
Oh, hi. So no, wait. So no, never been married, but want to be or want to.
Never been married.
Or?
I was engaged once, and it got complex, and I ran away. I ran away.
Yeah.
Found myself kind of like, is this the right thing? It's happened so fast. And I loved this girl, and then still, you know, was very good friends with her for a while, and then distant friends or whatever. But I wanted to. So
right.
Why are you proposing?
And yes, I am. That's what I'm saying.
A combo.
Chris Bono, I'm saying. I feel like now is the time. Here is the place. Bourbon fueled as it is, bourbon and Chardonnay fueled as it is, Chris Bono.
That's how I got
it. I feel like we've waited all our lives. You can talk to me like Ruth Gordon, and I can talk to you like Catherine Hepburn.
If only I could do Ruth Gordon. You know who does a good Ruth Gordon?
I know he does. He
and
does
I'm
a fantastic
tired of
one.
I'm tired. That's the
The other lady. What's her name?
Bette Davis. Because Bette Davis, we could fucking use her now with Trump administration, right?
Oh my God!
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Fucking A, man. Jesus Christ. Chris. So wait. So now, what?
I became Presbyterian, then moved
all
to
right.
Florida.
Jesus Christ.
That was
that's
loud.
A lot of information.
God, that was loud.
Fucking A.
No.
Okay.
You're good.
It's all good.
I'm bombastic to some degree.
So are you
it
still
makes
hoping? Are you still hoping for love?
I have. I think I found love. I'm living with my girlfriend.
Oh! Hey, hold the phones, everybody. Stop calling.
Here's
oh, my God.
The deal.
Look, he's an artist.
I don't. Oh, is it, there's a camera somewhere?
Okay, how long?
I've been painting. Oh, I've drawing.
No, how long have you been, you know, tapping this particular girl?
Well, off and on for 3.5 years.
Oh, fantastic.
But at the same time,
fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Fantastic.
But at the same time, I just have not felt like going the Facebook route and all that stuff because I've tried that a number of times.
Yeah.
So that if things...
Someone said don't ever judge the inside of your life on the outside of someone else's because Facebook
makes you fucking crazy. You're like, oh,
I need
God,
my privacy.
Everybody's so happy and except for me.
I would prefer to be privately happy and really dig like my everyday.
Nobody tell anybody Chris Bono is privately happy.
I'm privately happy.
Don't tell anybody.
And, so, yeah, there's your answer to that question.
Right. What the fuck is happening? Look at you. This is your painting. This is Chris. This is Robin Williams laughing with Jesus. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Look at that.
And that's Jesus's dog, Fritz.
How do you know Jesus' dog's name?
My friend Dan, a high school friend of mine, he called up and said he wanted a commission because I did this painting for Bill Prady of The Big Bang Theory. And it was of these. I've been painting a lot and not putting stuff on Facebook because I'm trying to catch up because I had a lot of commissions to finish.
Right.
And I did one for Bill Prady that was a new commission that of Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine at the end of The Apartment.
Wow.
And it's a very nice piece. I'll show it to you or get you.
Yes. No, I've seen your stuff. It's amazing. You are literally an artist, musician, comedian, actor.
And a curator as well.
Thank you. Okay, people that he plays the Robin Williams role in Night at the Museum. That's his actual job. He's the curator.
That's right. I'm the curator. And he told me, God, you know, I really want to, he said he loved seeing these two people on the couch and they were comfortable and he thought it would be cool if Jesus was with like Humphrey Bogart, like that painting I did. And I said, no, it was Jack Lemmon. And he said, we could think of anybody to put with Jesus. And I think I suggested Robin Williams. We were both in total agreement. And I love it. I love
it.
I got to look at Robin.
Well, I got to say for people that only have the audio podcast, you got to get the video because no, it's fantastic. It's Robin Williams cracking Jesus up.
Yes. And my friend Dan's dog passed away at one point, and he said, "Could you put the dog in the painting?"
And what is Jesus drinking? Is that
it's
tea?
Supposed to be coffee?
Coffee,
I put
tea.
Cartoons lines that show that it's hot. You know.
Yes.
It's not. It's
not booze, right?
Yeah. It's almost like an illustration style as opposed to a real photo. It's not.
I mean, he's wearing sandals. Is Jesus would?
As Jesus would. We've saved America from.
Jesus would not wearing like Crocs that football player that Brett Favre would masturbate in. Jesus would be wearing flip flops.
What was the last part?
What?
Somebody's having a good day, perhaps, yes. Or a very sad day in that part. Yeah, but so that's there, and we have a website up called Coffee with Robin, coffeewithrobin.com, and we're going to make some prints available, and 10% will go to. I want to say CHAMP is the name of it, but it's an organization in San Francisco that Robin liked, or that Robin would like, because the director of Margaret Cho's film. Have you seen Margaret Cho's?
I have not. Film? I love her. She has done this very podcast.
It's really good. It's hashtag Be Robin.
Uh huh.
And Robin.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, to be Robin, be who he was, because he was amazing. Did you know him?
No. Rick Overton did.
Yeah.
And the closest I got to having an audience with the king, as it were. Is that Rick and I composed a song for his birthday, filmed it at Rick's place, and I found out later that he saw it and liked it. So that was as close as I got to him.
Yeah.
But definitely been a fan for a long time.
Yeah.
And at first...
Did 2016 just fucking suck ass, or was it me?
No, for entertainment.
Fucking sucked ass.
It hit home. Everyone that was gone hit home in one way or another.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, wait. I see that you have a guitar next to you, Chris.
Yes. Donald Trump, I don't want to say your name again, Donald Trump. Why are we giving you any time? With your name everywhere, and then suddenly we're using it all the time because now you're kind of a pain generally, and it's disturbing people I know just from all the posts on their home feed and Facebook. Trump, please stop using your name. Something like that.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's
that was really that was cathartic for me.
Oh,
I gotta
good.
Say,
good. It's my it's
I gotta say,
yeah, it's
yeah.
It's
you
my
are
property.
A
my
fucking
my...
Renaissance man. Can I just say, okay, so he says he will repeal and replace Obamacare. You famously had a Kickstarter in 2013 to fund your hip surgery.
Oh, boy.
Should we live in a fucking country where you have to Kickstarter Operation
Like, no. Save your life? No. Or, like, make you able to walk? Should we fucking live in a country like that?
It's two things occurred during that time. We shouldn't, first off, to answer your question. No, of course we, you know, other countries have health care. And, yes, those countries, Canada, people are like, I'm going to Canada. Well, you know, their health care is great. You have to be a citizen. And at the same time, there right. are lines there. There's a way that it goes right. it goes
I
down.
It. I get it.
And in winter, do you really want to, have you been to a Canadian winter?
Mm. I grew up in Buffalo, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. So you've experienced it. I went to New York a number of times during that yeah. time.
Like, I met a hot girl from Vancouver recently, but listen.
Sweet.
I don't know if that's, she's dual citizenship, but I don't know.
Go see her during the summer. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, during that time, it brings up another issue. Today I was out striking for Screen Actors Guild and uh-huh. AFTRA.
Okay.
I hope you don't
fucking
mind.
Fucking communist.
I hope you don't mind me being a little political on
no?
the show.
No, oh my God. Oh, that's so rude.
How dare I?
What kind of manners do you have?
Mm-hmm. And liquor!
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're actually asking for kind of a residual structure of some sort right now from voiceover, from companies that make video games.
Right.
And thank God for the union, because I had, I booked a commercial, a phone company and NBC Sports or whatever sports, I don't
right.
pay attention to that.
Right.
Yeah. For the big football game they have there. What's that called?
What the fuck knows? Super Bowl? Vanessa knows.
Yeah. You remember that one?
She's a penis worshiper. She speaks sports.
All right.
I
bet you have some sports picture. Of guys, sports guys up on your wall.
I do. Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't know, but I still Whatever. Accept you.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate that.
I have a list of actors and comedians and stuff that are under my, and artists that I think are awesome. And so I ended up with, thank God for Facebook on some level, yes. because I'm able to hang with those art people that know, like, the underground comic artists and all this stuff, as well as some people who are, you know, the actor thing. But nonetheless, I got this commercial, and it afforded me insurance for 2 years. That insurance ran out
right.
about a month before I needed surgery, and I was paying wow. actually 3 months, and I was paying $500 a month for Cobra to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I we ended up doing a
fundraiser. Kickstarter,
yeah, Kickstarter, and that was before.
What's your
Obamacare.
Hip look like now? How's it?
I've got 8 years back in terms of, like, walking around and having fun, because very stupidly yeah. physical. And
yeah, me too.
I like it.
Me too. I'm way overly physical for my advanced age on stage.
Do you do funny? Every so often you just do something funny with, like, throw like,
yes.
a shoulder
oh,
back.
Yes, absolutely. And then I'm like, ow, oh my God, I need a Kickstarter now for my
That's
hip.
Right, Kickstarter.
Yeah, but I mean, it is fucked up when I was thinking of that. I was like, it is fucked up that people have to do Kickstarters
well,
to get
here's the
operations
problem
to save their life. Like, it's just,
what's wrong with the idea? What's
but
wrong with the
Why is our goddamn system for profit? That's like the first, like, ridiculous thing that our healthcare system is for profit.
Have you seen the Irish guy, a meme that's going around now? The guy from, this is how political I am. There's a guy, he's Irish, and he's talking about how it's a travesty, and he actually calls Donald Trump a fascist in it. And
yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
yeah, it's worth taking a look at simply because one of the final points he makes is the same one you did. Are we going to be the country that continually makes decisions based totally on commerce? Because it's on a global scale, a lot of people have shifted to it's imbalanced, like, you
right.
know, about money first.
Right. I'm hoping that because Donald Trump is such a fucking dumbass.
Yay!
On every fucking issue. And he's like, I like some parts of Obamacare. No, we're going to keep those parts. That suddenly they'll just be like, oh, now we have single payer. Ha 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 ha! Oh my God.
Well, what do you think? I know that
like, how do you keep those parts without doing, like, you're talking about single payer. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about Medicare for all. If you're going to keep those parts, but you're not going to do those parts, and you're going to pay for everybody. It's going to be terrific health care for very little cost. It's like, okay. Right.
It's also strange right now, too, because people are definitely, I mean, let's face it. The internet is about money. It's as fun as it is and as much as we look for it for information. If someone finds a way of creating an article
right.
that has Donald Trump's name in it or an accusation
that's
false.
Oh, it'll be Trump false, care now. Right.
You know, Like there was one I saw, and which helped me stop looking at them for a bit, which was him talking about them talking about his plan for infrastructure, which was he was going to
That's
sell.
That's been a Democratic plan forever.
Yep.
It was about selling the roads to different countries.
Oh.
And then creating toll booths on them, and a number of those roads were going to be built to avoid poor neighborhoods, and you pay to stay on them so that your exits aren't into lower income.
Those people.
Uh-huh.
No melanin.
I grew up in
They're melanin free.
Yeah, melanin free. Holy God, I wish I were darker. I mean, I had family. My grandfather on my mother's side was so dark that my grandmother was embarrassed by him at the time. This is the 1920s or something, because he looked much more ethnic and a broad scope of ethnicity.
Right.
And one of my favorite people, my grandfather on that side, hysterically funny. But we're all mutts.
Yeah.
Color,
yeah.
Schmuller.
No, you don't have that swarthy Sicilian feeling. That's why I was not immediately threatened when you came in.
I got a lot of Czech in me. I did enjoy the Czechoslovakian relatives as well. I really love them.
They are. My Aunt Andy talked. She had a voice like this, an accent like that. You got the chicken? We're going to get the chicken.
Married to a German man. Oh, yeah, that deal came at me very quick. I got it. I had horns, and I cut its throat. Oh, thank you, Uncle Charlie, for scarring me at a seven-year-old child. But I loved that whole
right.
side, too.
So. Right, yeah.
Polish, Czech, that world.
Yeah, my mom's mom had a very thick Polish accent.
Mm.
I think, yeah, my mom's actual name was Pushvistilo.
Oh,
they changed
awesome.
It to Wagner.
Pushvistilo.
I love that.
Is that the first name that comes up as Wagner?
Yeah. Wagner or Wagner,
or
as we say.
Or Wagner.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
All right, so, wait. So, you're...
Swarting
are you going to marry this woman you're living with, you fucking bastard? What's
she
happening?
She wants to get married. I think she's... so far happy with, like, let's just rock it out as companions and dig our time together.
Yeah.
And
how's the sex? What's happening?
The sex is,
fantastic.
We're both experienced.
Yeah. She doesn't care about a lot of your crying during sex?
Actually, it's gotten in the way of it as of late, and we're working
really?
Through it with
Does
medication.
Does she spoon you? Does she hold you and spoon you when you cry?
Yeah. There are the other days where she says, get over it. You'll be fine. Don't worry about these things. That's not her voice.
She's not like that at
no.
all.
No. Stop it!
Stop it!
That's a terrible impression of her.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, she's more charming and funny.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. And I did actually kind of pick up somewhere along the line, I think, the an AA principle, which is from the beginning, I knew something good was going on. But once I was in agreement, like, okay, this is going on, it was a day at a time. I just tried to make each day quality, be present,
right.
and tune
right.
in and see how I feel and trust my gut and be there. Like,
but,
be
okay,
in,
well,
be
why
present.
Did 52% of women...
But 3.5 years
why did,
passed, so it's a good thing.
Right, but why did 52% of women vote for Donald Trump? Do they want their pussy grabbed without consent?
That's
Do they
again,
not want liberal men that support them and weep?
Again, I mean, have you seen some of, I have some friends that surprised me, and
right.
but then they didn't, because Texas has always been yeah. independent.
Really? Your friends from Texas surprised you? You know what?
No, that's what I mean.
I tell you what, Chris, guess who we voted for?
There was a...
hey, you going to vote for that red-headed man? He's orange. It's orange. I don't care. I don't know color. I'm voting for him. He's going to change everything. We're going to have a beer every weekend sent from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it, really.
That's right.
Under the influence of Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark
whiskey.
This hoppy hour brought to you by Maker's Mark.
This is ridiculous, and I'm going to get an Uber to drive me in my car.
Listen, let's hope so. Okay, you no. have a stand-up show, Comedy on Rye, this Saturday night at the Kibitz Room.
Yeah.
Next to Cantor's in Hollywood at 8 p.m., right?
It's
you have
be
a web
fun.
Web show online called Electric Bonoland?
Yes.
On YouTube? What the fuck's that about? Is that part of your fake radio?
No, it's actually fake radio. It's a lot
you
of reading.
You said your first love is fake radio.
Did I say that? Oh, that's one of those things that got like stuck onto comedy club websites. They found that, and it was my fake radio bio. Because you know you have to temper them to each.
I understand.
I love it, though. I've been in it for like 15 years and have worked with everybody. Jeff Garland's been a guest, and Fred Willard was amazing.
Love him. Love him.
And Lynn Stewart, if you don't know her, she was Miss Yvonne on Pee Wee's Playhouse, is one of the most versatile, funny women that I've been blessed to be around. And I mean, just a whole slew. Lorraine Newman, all these different people. But anyway, so I love fake radio. And it's some grandly intelligent, smart, wonderful improvisers. One guy won an Emmy for writing the coming out episode of Ellen.
Wow.
Along with Tracy Newman, his partner, Jonathan Stark. And I mean, the other guy I was sitting next to that I've known like now for a few years, he came in, who's running the SAG after strike right now. He's organizing them. Wrote the book for Bat Boy, that famous weird hit that's like an off-Broadway hit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just thrilled about that. But what was the question?
We've also asked, I don't remember. You're so goddamn bourboned up. Burp. We've had Robin Ward, right?
Jones? No.
No, Burt Ward, Robin.
Oh,
Batman
Burt
was our guest on the Happy Hour, who's my friend, who I rescued both my dogs from. So this,
oh,
it's
my God.
One degree of separation.
Did they attack him?
They love him. He rescued them.
Oh, I see.
What's wrong with you, motherfucker?
It's not like you rescued him from
your dog. He has a giant dog rescue, and I rescued both of my dogs from Robin.
Because I thought you meant that Robin was abusive to the dogs.
No.
And I rescued
him. Get your fucking shit together, you bourbon-fueled motherfucking guitar-playing goddamn...
I get to take this home for my next
Yes, fine.
Liquor.
Fine.
So
okay, so the sex is good with your girlfriend. What's happening? Stop crying. Women don't like it when you cry unless something heavy has fallen on you. I'm trying to give you information from straight girls like Vanessa.
I'm not going
to
tell you the truth. It's terrible.
What is the truth? Tell us.
What's going on?
Look, it's leave well enough alone is what I say.
Tell us the truth. What's happening?
You know what I mean? I'm happy. I'm not straying. I'm not on the road anymore. I'm not like, who are you?
No.
What's your name?
Huh? I can tell you're not on the road because you're still drinking, because all the goddamn pussies we've had that were on the road
Here's
are all
the problem.
Like,
I don't
we're all
get
sober
drink.
Now.
I don't get to drink anymore, so I'm just glad to have it available. God bless you, too. And that
Stop
guy
crying when you have sex. Man up.
I thought it was attractive.
We love you, Chris Bono.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is so fantastic.
In the midst of this thunderstorm.
We love you. This is fantastic. Would you like to play a little tiny thing?
I'd like to play a little tiny
thing. Okay, let's hang on. He's going to play a little tiny thing.
Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Vanessa.
Yes, Chris.
And Larry over there, because I haven't said hello to him.
It's Sean.
And Sean.
Larry.
Make a wonderful thing happen in this crawl space that we're doing the show in. I can't hear the guitar, so I might be off a note. But what I'm saying about Stephanie... And Vincent Sean.
Yes.
Is there nice?
That was awful. Yay.
Thank you so much.
That was fantastic. Yes. That was awful. Thank you. Fantastic. You were a delight, sir. How do we follow you on Twitter or whatever?
I've got a website, chrisbono.com, which will lead you to more of my art prints because we're in the process of making it fantastic.
Yeah,
and
we are
fantastic.
And
you can go to coffeewithrobin.com and we'll have it set up so you can order prints if you'd like. And I'm on Twitter. I'm at Bonoman, B-O-N-N-O-M-A-N, to read tweets like that. Thank you for reading that tweet. That made me so happy.
We're going to have sex now, and we're going to weep together.
With the maker's mark.
Can I keep my girlfriend on the phone while we're doing
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Three-way.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
Good
Love
night.
You.
Good night.